that he has selected is watch thou in all things. Watch thou in all things. Brother Hagensen.
Good morning, brethren. The subject which our speaker announced are the words of the Apostle Paul to Timothy. Watch thou in all things. Now all means that nothing is left out. We should be watchful and careful Christians so that we do not let the world or Satan or even the flesh rob us of the wonderful treasure the Lord has given us through Christ Jesus. This treasure is the truth. And Solomon the wise man said, buy the truth and sell it not. We would like to read from the fourth chapter from the beginning to get the connection. And this is what the Apostle Paul is telling Timothy and also to us down here at the end of the age. 2 Timothy, the fourth chapter, verses 1 to 8. I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things. Endure affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept my faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing. You see, here the Apostle Paul was telling Timothy and us to watch that no man deceive us. We're to watch that we are ourselves also preach the pure word, even though it costs us affliction to stand up for the truth. Now, we know that Paul was speaking from experience. He was watchful at all times, and he spoke the truth in season and out of season. We also see that he would come up, some would turn away from him because of the truth that he was preaching, because they had itching ears, and they preferred fables. Yes, preach the word. Now, all the Lord's people have this commission, not just the elders from the platform, but every consecrated heart is involved in this. Because the anointing of the Spirit that came upon our Lord, the head of the church, comes down to and covers every member of the body, anointing each one to preach the good tidings to all who have an ear to hear. This is beautifully pictured in the 133rd Psalm of the anointing of Aaron. I'm reading from the Amplified Version. It says there, it is like the precious ointment poured on the head that ran down on the beard, even the beard of Aaron, the first high priest, that came down upon the collar and the skirts of his garments, consecrating the whole body. So you see, whether we work in the shop or office or at home or in the store, we should seek for opportunities to tell forth of the wonderful kingdom that will be established on the ruins of Satan's so-called empire. And if we have received the truth in the love of it, it should be, we should love to tell it forth to others. In other words, it should be with us like it was with Jeremiah. Reading from the Amplified again, in the 20th chapter of Jeremiah, the 9th verse. Here he says, "If I say I will not make mention of the Lord or speak any more in his name, there is in my mind and heart as if it were a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary with enduring and holding it in. I cannot contain it any longer." So it should be with us in that respect too. When we have the truth, we should be willing to tell it forth to others. And we should be instant in season and out of season. Now this requires watchfulness on our part and the use of a spirit of the sound mind, that we do not choose the wrong time for others, even though it might be the right time for us. Again, reading from the Amplified Version, the words of Solomon, in the 25th chapter and 11th verse, "A word fitly spoken and in due season is like apples of gold in pitchers of silver." Yes, this is something which we have to be watchful in, to speak at the proper time, and that is very important. "Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine." How careful and watchful we should be along this line, that our reproving and rebuking is done in love and according to doctrine, with a "Thus saith the Lord." In the 3rd and 4th verses of this 2 Timothy, the apostle describes conditions which prevail in the churches today, in the nominal churches today. "The time has come when sound doctrine is not endured, when ministers who use the Bible are considered back numbers, and when the Bible is discarded as a basis for a discourse, and instead social uplift, politics, science, and other matters fall upon itching ears." Yes, the preaching of the Word of God has become obsolete because the hearts of men have been turned away from the Word of God to the adversary's deceptions, putting darkness for light. The Apostle Paul brings this out in 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, and the 13th to the 15th verses. "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works." But what would we say about the true church? How about us? Where do we stand today? We know the adversary is still with us and has not slackened his methods. We know of his devices, and we should be watchful that we are not turned aside because of itching ears. Our attitude as a true soldier of the cross should be, as the apostle points out in our subject text, "Watch thou in all things. Endure affliction, suffer hardships, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry, demonstrate what you have professed and what you know to be the truth, that you are a servant of God and not of man, and that you preach only the true message of the gospel." It is said that we are to be living epistles, read and known of all men. And we should always be able to give a reason for the hope that is in us. Now, we who have studied the life of the Apostle Paul and have learned to love him as our brother in Christ know that he was not boasting when he said, "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day." Now we know that the Apostle Paul was a faithful follower of Christ. And he said, told us, he said, "Be ye followers of me, even as I am of Christ." And we know that he was watchful and did make a good fight for that which was right, for principle, for truth, for the Lord against sin and selfishness. We know that he did run faithfully in the narrow way at the cost of self-denial, self-sacrifice, hardships, and persecutions. We read of some of his experience in 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 24 to 28. "Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. 3 times was I stoned. 3 times was I beaten with rods. 1 was I stoned. 3 times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeys often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of the churches." So you can see that the Apostle Paul had many hardships, much more than we had ever had. And yet he was faithful unto the end. Now, keeping the faith is not merely keeping it in us, but in the sense of faithfully declaring it. "For whosoever does not declare the good tidings to others will soon lose the faith himself." This is brought out very forcefully in the talent, in the parable of the talents, which is recorded in the 25th chapter of Matthew, the 14th to the 30th verse. We won't have time to read it, but you can read it for yourself, and I'm sure you've read it many times before. But let us be watchful and press along the same line toward the same mark for the same prize of joint heirship with the Lord, so that when we come to the close of our life, we can say, as did the apostle, that we have fought a good fight all along the course and kept the faith. Now, the Lord will not rebuke us if we did not do as good as the Apostle Paul did. But if we have done the best that we could do, he will reward us. And we will be faithful and watchful in the few things and the small talents entrusted to us. And then we will hear those faithful words, "Come thou, enter thou into the joys with thy Lord." Now the word "watch" is a very important word. And in this text, it has the thought of guarding. Today you find that many people have watchdogs guarding their homes and their property. Well, that is somewhat similar. We are to watch and guard the truth. to be careful to guard the truth that it will not be taken from us by that wicked one, Satan, who is still on the alert to put darkness for light. That is, if we let our guard down. That is why the Lord has provided us with the whole armor of God, to protect us from the fiery darts of the adversary. Now the apostle warned the brethren throughout his ministry to be on guard, to watch and hold fast the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. His admonitions are especially directed to us who are living down at the close of the gospel age, when there are so many new ideas coming up, so many different cults arising, brainwashing the people, turning them to Satan instead of God and the truth. So that is very important, to be on guard that no one deceive us. Let us examine some of these warnings which the Apostle Paul gives us. The first one would be in Acts, the 20th chapter and the 31st verse. Therefore watch and remember that by the space of 3 years I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Now we know that the Apostle Paul wrote this from prison to the brethren living at that time. But also in principle, it can be applied to us down here at the end of the gospel age. 1 Corinthians, the 16th chapter, and the 13th verse. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. Now the apostle knew that God chose lowly fishermen to preach the gospel in his day. God chose the unlearned, not many, but some wise, rich, and learned, but mostly the not so wise in this world's wisdom, but those who are rich in faith. Now this text is especially encouraging to us to be strong, to quit like men of might, mighty in the strength of the Lord, but especially to watch so that we stand fast in the faith. Now, in this day of uncertainty and unrest, we are encouraged by these words, to be faithful and loyal to God and His cause. Let us each apply these exhortations to ourselves so that we can remain bold in declaring the truth. Another admonition given to us is in Colossians, the 4th chapter and the 2nd verse. Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. Now to pray and not watch for an answer would be very foolish. And to watch only and not to pray would show a lack of understanding and a loss of spiritual growth. Now we only ask according to God's will and His plan, knowing that He is all wise. Our main concern is the kingdom, which of necessity includes our part in it and our desire to be faithful to our covenant of sacrifice, because the promise is, if we suffer with Him, we shall also live and reign with Him. So it is still proper to pray, Thy kingdom come, week after week, year after year, and with each prayer have our confidence and strength renewed because of full faith that God will fulfill that which He has promised. And while we pray, we watch for the signs of the times, as prophecies open to us through the power of the Holy Spirit. Another text is the 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, verses 5 and 6. Ye are all children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Now the Lord is pleased to have us watch. If it were not so, I'm sure he would have written a date in the scriptures for us to look to. But we are warned that as that day spoken of draws near, we are to be more alert, guarding every point of attack of the adversary. Now the Lord will allow us or expect us to do the watching, and he will do the rewarding. Now any who are careless will not be of the kingdom class. As we watch, we can see that we have entered into and are far into the day of preparation, the day of the tearing down of Satan, utterly Satan's kingdom, every phase of it, so that not a remnant of it will be left. And while we watch, we are to be sober, in the sense that we will not be excitable, carried away with every wind of doctrine. In other words, we are standing upon a sea of glass and seeing the restless humanity below, but we are not in it. We are not to have anything to do with it. Another text is 1 Peter 4:7. But the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Now here is a combination of the text that we read in Colossians and also in Thessalonians. But this was uppermost in the heart and mind of the Apostle Paul. And it is worthy of our sincere study and should be a part of our daily thinking and doing. Now, as we watch the all things, especially the all things that are happening in the world today, surely it would be wise for us to be sober and watch unto prayer, knowing that the end of all things is very close at hand. When we see these things come to pass, we are told to look up and rejoice, because our deliverance draweth nigh. Now, including in the all things, we are especially to watch our character development. Are we growing into the character likeness of our pattern, Christ Jesus? Are we using our experiences and our trials to help strengthen our faith, to teach us patience, developing in us the peaceable fruits of righteousness? If we are not being transformed, then all our watching and waiting and praying will profit us nothing. For the Lord is only seeking 144,000 that will be conformed into the likeness of his own dear Son. And we know that that character development has to be done here and now, not beyond. Our change beyond the veil will be to the Spirit, the divine nature, not a character change. The divine nature will be our reward if, a small word but a lot of meaning behind it, if we live not after the flesh but after the Spirit. That is, in our words and thoughts and deeds. The all things that we are watching today are the passing away of the ecclesiastical heavens, the nations being torn apart by revolutions, losses of financial powers and corporations, strikes arbitrations, and compromises between labor and management for demands never before approached in the history of the world. Racial difficulties never dreamed possible even 20 years ago. Also, we are to watch the little nation of Israel, which will be the focal point in the setting up of God's kingdom in due time. These are but a few of the leading events and conditions confronting the people today. Then, to make matters even worse, to stop the mouths of those who come up with the statement, there always have been wars, there always will be wars. But the psalmist tells us plainly in the 46th Psalm, the 9th verse, He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Besides this, we have the added pollution of land, air, and water. And now the nuclear problem is coming up. Also, the thought of population explosion is enough to make any thinking person wonder what the outcome will be. Seeing that chart in this last issue of the Dawn reminds us how short the time is, because it can't go on much longer before the kingdom can be here. So we are to be watchful at all these things, and we know that the only answer will be the glorious answer to our prayer, Thy kingdom come. Now, in closing, I would like to read the words of John the Revelator in the 21st chapter of Revelation, verses 1 to 5. Here he tells us what to expect, what the world can expect. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heavens and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of the heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, nor shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. Write, for these things are true and faithful. And may the Lord add his blessings.
Thank you, Brother Hagensick, for those thoughts on Watch Thou in All Things. Brother Hagensick will now close his service with prayer and ask a blessing on the next service.
Our most kind, gracious, loving Heavenly Father, we humbly bow before Thee at this time.